And a little strange start to our sports this morning. Here we go. This starts the sports.
Look out, football. Here we come. Houston Oilers number one.
Houston has the Oilers, the greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen. We're in the air, we're on the ground, always in control. And when you say the Oilers,
here comes my favorite part.
We're the Houston Oilers, number one. Yes, we're the
Now, if that song sounds familiar, after the Houston Oilers stopped doing that, believe it or not, the Miami Dolphins stole that theme song. So if you're at a Dolphin game or watching it and they score a touchdown, it's the Houston Oilers song. Anyways, good morning, Mike. How are you?
You lost your mind.
I was looking for a song with Houston, and I did a Google search songs with Houston, and I forgot all about this song.
Oh, the Dean Martin song's fine.
You always criticized it though.
Nah, I don't. I send it to my friends when the Yankees are losing.
Okay. All right. Well, I woke up this morning and saw that not only is the handwriting on the wall, but the door is already locked. Just what I feared all year long, as good as a year as the Yankees had. Unless something really weird happens, I mean, Houston's going to the World Series.
Yeah, like the Earth gets hit with a meteor.
It's over. OVER, capital letters. It's over. Unless a meteor hits or something like that. But anyways, it's over. It's going to be Houston against none other than Washington, and it should be a very low-scoring series.
Well, you don't know that. You don't. I mean, because Verlander hasn't pitched well yet, Greinke hasn't pitched well yet, and Washington's hot. So I wouldn't say it. I mean, it has the earmarks of it, but I wouldn't say that it would be. And the Astros are performing. They're getting big hits now. They're making plays. These are all the things the Yankees aren't. Going into the series, the Yankees said that their bullpen was their strength. I don't think so. They gave up 5 runs last night, and they have been giving up runs. They keep talking about, I even heard him again this morning, about Gregorius. So he better watch himself. Why does he need to watch himself when his future replacement, as they call him, he had that big game one, and he's locked himself in the closet ever since. Not only is he not hitting, going 0-for-5 last night with 2 strikeouts, he was a butcher in the field and aided to the bullpen giving up runs. I think he made 3 errors last night, one playing at second base, one at shortstop when they put on the shift, when he wasn't even down to catch a ball. He was making mistakes that little leaguers make. And if this is your shortstop and you're willing to get rid of Gregorius, I think you've lost your mind. So the Yankees have a lot of holes, and we said that all year long, and now they're being exposed for it. Now you're hearing people saying, well, why isn't Voit playing? Why isn't this guy playing? Why isn't that guy playing? Well, you can't have the Columbus shuttle going on during a series. You make your roster, and you have to stay with it. And going into the series, and everybody was laughing, I said, Boone has big decisions to make. Who's he playing, and who is he not playing? Well, so far the guys that he's playing, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys hitting under 200 in your 9-player lineup, and 2 other guys are hitting 200. You can't win baseball games doing that.
Absolutely not. All right. Now, enough of that. Now, I also woke up to the surprise. I was surprised to me as I looked at the score and I said, Kansas City crushed Denver 30-6. But then to find out that the quarterback was injured.
He got hurt in the second quarter, hurt his knee. He's going to be out for an extended period of time. Depending on how long that period of time is, there goes Kansas City season.
Yeah, absolutely. And, folks, let's just deliver the Super Bowl to Boston. Deliver it right now. Don't even have to play the game.
I wouldn't quite do that yet. 2 teams impressing me that I watched a little bit over the weekend. One, like I already said, the Saints, who they're winning without their best player. I think they're 5-1, and they're doing all of it without Drew Brees, which means that their defense is winning them games, which it is. And if their defense is strong enough to win games, when Breeze comes back, the rest of the season will be a breeze for them. And the 49ers playing the Rams last week, it's one of two things. Either the Rams are god-awful or the 49ers' defense is really, really good. So we'll see how they play out, too. So I wouldn't quite hand it to them yet for the AFC. I don't see a team that can contend against them, but in the NFC, Green Bay's not playing bad either. So you got three teams that would probably set up for a good game, because these aren't the Patriots of old. So they have to invent ways to win with players hurt and whatnot, and they're doing it now. But they're doing it against lesser competition. So when you play the best team on the other side of the ball, it might be a little bit better a game, but I wouldn't doubt at all if they win.
All right, on to our NFL picks.
Fire away. I got mine written down.
We both won last night, by the way. Yay for us.
Yep, I know.
Okay. I'm taking San Francisco over Washington.
Uh-oh.
Game number one. All right. Game number two, I'm taking Buffalo over Miami.
Uh-oh. Let's see. We're thinking alike.
My last game, I know I shouldn't do it because it's going to bite me in the ass, but I'm going to take the Patriots over the Jets.
Okay, I didn't touch that one. That's Monday night. You can't take that one.
Oh, I can't take
yet.
That one? Oh, okay. All right, well, then my last game would be... Oh, gosh, let me see here. God darn it. I'm going to take... Where's the game being played? Hang on a second. Let me take a look at this real quick. Come on. I hate when this computer goes slow. Okay. It's going to be played in Soldier Field. I'm going to take Chicago over New Orleans.
Brave pick. I'm with you with the 49ers in Buffalo, and my third game is Green Bay over Oakland.
Okay. Yeah, well, I just figured it's going to be crummy weather in Chicago, so we'll see what happens.
Is it supposed to be bad there Sunday? I didn't even know.
No, windy. Just windy and cold. Windy and cold, so. Which is nothing, I guess, for football players, so. All right. Well, so those are our picks going into this week. Any horse racing?
Just one race. It's a light card this weekend. In Belmont, it's New York Bread Day, so. Put the names in a hat and pull them out. And Maryland, it's Maryland Bread Day. So I'm going to be staying at Keeneland for one race tomorrow, the Grade 2 Raven Run, going 7 furlongs, $250,000 purse. Draws a field of 11, as always, big fields at Keeneland. And a lot of people are making some big money this week. There's been some big prices there. So let's see what we can do tomorrow. We're going to go right to the rail tomorrow and use the 1 Royal Charlotte, trained by Chad Brown. This horse had an awful race in the test, come back to win the Prioress later on in the meet. Shipping in from Belmont Park from the rail, I'm going to use this horse, although he's not my top pick. My top pick is going to be the 8 horse, First Star, trained by Ron Ellis. This horse is 2 for 2 out of Del Mar, winning at 6.5 furlongs in a mile. Undefeated, this horse is lightly raced for a 3-year-old with only 2 races under his belt. That horse is going to be my top pick in here at 6-1. So I'm going to go with the 8 First Star, the 1 Royal Charlotte from my exacta, and I'm going to throw in the 7 horse, Istan Council, trained by Larry Jones. This horse has run against some really good horses this year and kind of gets a little break coming into this Grade 2, believe it or not. So I'm going to use that horse underneath. So an 8-1-7 try is going to be my play in the Raven Run tomorrow. Post time is at 5:30.
All right. And with that being said...
Here we go.
Puts me down. Well, I'm a face without a name. I just a walking in the rain.
The Yankees aren't going back to Houston. Houston, Houston.
All right. There you go, Mike. I'll speak to you on Monday.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Take care. Mike Kazi and sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio. Let's bring in Dino for one more refrain.
Houston, Houston, Houston.
That's the hope for Yankee fans.